Hello. Today we're going to be looking at one of the I am sayings of Jesus. I am the bread of life. This is part of an ongoing exploration by us of who God is. Last week we started by looking at a passage from Exodus. This was the key verse. God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. There are seven I am sayings of Jesus in John's Gospel. And this I am construction would bring to mind the minds of the Israelite listeners, the conversation between God and Moses. But what was Jesus getting at? I like bread, probably more than is good for me, but it is considered generally a pretty basic foodstuff. The beginning of the first lockdown, when it seemed that we were going to be confined to our home for 12 weeks, one of my concerns was how we'd get enough bread to last. I did bake bread when we could get the flour, and my daughter provided me with a sourdough starter. So regular sourdough loaves appeared on our table, pretty much like these. We were never in any danger of hunger, let alone starvation. But life for those first listeners of Jesus could be more precarious. The beginning of the chapter that our reading this morning came from begins with the feeding of the 5,000. Now, this is quite a bread orientated story, so it's natural that the bread theme continues to develop. The story goes like this. Jesus feeds a lot of people on a remote hillside with five loaves of frankly quite poor quality and a couple of fishes. Now, afterwards, Jesus saw that the crowd were a little too appreciative and didn't really understand what he was all about. So frankly, he hid. Eventually, the crowd disperses. The disciples get into a boat to go to the other side of the lake. Jesus hangs back for a bit of time on his own with God. But later that night, he does join the disciples by walking across the surface of the lake. You all know these stories, I'm sure. The next day, the crowds are back, looking for Jesus. Somehow they knew that he didn't leave in the boat with the disciples, so they were surprised when they eventually found him on the other side of the lake. Some bread confusion then occurs. Jesus speaks to the people and says that he knows they're not here for what he really wants to give them. They're just hoping for another free meal. Food for the body, well, it is important. God knows that. He provided manna in the desert. But Jesus wants to give them something deeper, something better, something longer lasting. Bread for the soul. So then they ask, well, what does God want then? Sometimes we might wonder the same thing. But the answer that's offered is quite simple. Believe in Jesus. Not as simple as it might be, because it's not like believe today is Sunday. It's believe and follow. Do something about it. But you can see that it's not really going to happen, because they're asking for a sign. They're asking for proof that it's going to be worth it. Now, we can tot and roll our eyes. They've just seen a miracle yesterday, and they would all have heard about the miraculous healings, even if they hadn't seen it themselves. What more do they want? Still looking for a free meal. What's in it for us now? Jam tomorrow doesn't cut it. As the narrative continues, the metaphor of Jesus being bread proves too much even for some of his followers, and they drift away. The 12 stay with him, even though they don't understand either, but they do feel very strongly that following Jesus is right. It's where they need to be. Well, for us, it could be easy. We have all this history to guide and inform us, centuries of people telling us what it means. What does God want of us? It is straightforward. Take the bread for the soul that is offered. Believe in Jesus. Towards the end of chapter 6, we read, Jesus says, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life." So what are we to do? Believe in Jesus. Listen to what he says and do what he asks. Amen.